bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. I already messed up.
That was brand nice.
Episode 2019.
Way to ruin the year for me.
See, I thought I was going to stumble over the year, but I messed it up already. So, welcome to episode 1639 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
I'm Grease.
As we talked to you, I went to Disney World very briefly.
Trip report.
Weeks. What? I don't think I have a huge lot to share. I did pretty much stuff that I've done.
Other than it rained.
There was a full-on pop-up tropical storm. So we ended up going to Epcot that night, as you do. Once it cleared. We were stuck inside for the majority of the day, and we got in line to meet Anna and Elsa, and the wait said 15 minutes, and as soon as we got in the line, I'm like, this isn't 15 minutes, and I asked her, she said, maybe 20, like the cast member, and then we got into the queue portion as we were still outside the house, and I was like, this can't be good, and we waited about 15 minutes, barely really moved, I checked the app, and it had bumped up to 55 minutes, so that was fun.
It's a big jump.
It was a big bump. And,
well, yeah, because when you go into the house, it's quite a trek.
Yeah, we realized that. It was very hot, very uncomfortable, so we left. And then we went over and did the Mexico ride.
Because you were outside. If you get inside the house,
it was
AC.
It was hot.
What?
Something was going on. I think because the storm, it was all messed up. It was hot and sweaty inside the house. It was gross.
There's so many reasons for just,
it was just, we had to bail.
Got
to
get out.
So we got out of there. I thought my girls would freak out. They did a little, but they were okay. We went and met Wreck-It Ralph and Vanellope, which is currently, you can still do that over. It's odd because it's almost hidden. So it's not in the character spot or the characters by the character spot. You have to kind of walk around kind of directly across the entrance from Journey into Imagination is a little sign that says Wreck-It Ralph characters over here. And there was nobody in line. We just walked right up, zero people in line, and got to spend a good portion of time with Ralph and Vanellope, got some good pictures with the kids. And yeah, it was fun. And
sounds like a successful
trip. We did
trip.
Chef Mickey's, and they have new, I'm happy to report, they have new costumes. Like, not, obviously, but like new, like, oh, look, Mickey has now, it's like almost 90s colors, like blue and pink and like, kind of looks like this set. Yeah, Matt's popping a Mickey.
Popping bottles.
We call it popping a Mickey monster in here.
Love the theme.
It's a
three. Old Grease popping Mickey monster.
We
monsters.
Call it the tri-circle monster.
Congratulations to UCF. They fought hard, by the way, speaking of Orlando.
I'm so glad they lost finally.
Sometimes you got to lose.
They did really good,
to move
though.
Forward.
Meh.
Considering they didn't have their starting QB, all I'm going to say is they did okay.
I went to school near UCF.
I was fine with UCF until they did their whole stupid. We're actually going to put national champions in our stadium.
Did you see? It's because there's some like
that happens every year. There's always a thing that no one's ever heard of that crowns you national champion.
Yeah, like in a book.
Most people, like people that really take it seriously and understand how it works, would never say. But we're actually the national champions, so much so we're going to spend $100,000 to get this sign fashioned to hang in our stadium.
I've been yeah, Will's ridiculous. National champion, like for as far as friends, for the last 3 years.
It's a weird person who named you that. Like, I didn't name
you
that.
It was the NCAA, but moving on.
No, it wasn't the NCAA.
I thought it was a book, an NCAA book that came out.
No, there is on the NCAA website, you can, they sometimes list the other, like, polls that where they finished number one.
Gotcha.
And it's UCF finished number one in a poll of people. It's like a nothing poll.
Oh, nothing poll. Before
triggered.
We went.
I am triggered. It really ticks me off because it's like, okay, no, you know what?
Down.
We've all bought into the system.
Here.
Everyone understands
nobody came here
how
for
the
this.
NCAA works. Everyone understands now with the playoff system. And it's complete hogwash to
losing
sit there
viewers
and then.
By the second.
Oh, like we haven't done that for the last 3 years.
Speaking of which, but we'll get to that in just a second. I also did Beaches and Cream for the first time in a while. We actually parked over there at the beach club.
Nice.
And walked around the beach and the yacht club while we waited for our table. And it was fantastic. We had a great time. At
I love that resort so dang much.
It was a blast. We hung out, walked around for a while. Then our table was finally ready, which is next to an arcade. So my son was in heaven. There was the arcade and the ice cream parlor next to each other.
That is a pretty great arcade.
He thought, you know, this is enough. I don't need anything else.
Question.
Yeah.
I may or may not have purchased a lot of arcade credits while I was waiting for a restaurant my previous time over at Kidani Village.
Yeah.
Do
they hold over?
Can those be used in all arcades?
I don't know. I would bet. I have a feeling it's the same system.
They told us it was like an hour wait. We didn't want to go back to our room. I purchased said credits, about $40 worth.
Yeah.
We started playing, and then all of a sudden my phone rang.
Yeah.
We got about two games in, and so I'm sitting here with like about $38 worth
of still use
arcade credits.
Well, that's the thing.
You thought almost, you were going to be like an hour waiting on your table.
Right.
And almost every restaurant now has converted to
the phones.
So we ate at even Chef Mickey's. They kind of redone the entire waiting area. They've taken out a lot of the furniture and opened it up quite a bit, but now it's through the phone. So honestly, you're very kind of nervous the whole time. I'm always looking at my phone like, did it text me? I don't know. I was playing a video game. Same thing happened at Beaches and Cream. It took a good, probably 20 minutes because we had a table of six at Beaches and Cream, which is, if you've been there, I mean, how many could it possibly hold? 100 people?
Not very many.
Yeah. So we sat there and we had the kitchen sink and the kids loved it. If you haven't had the kitchen sink, it's like 8 scoops of ice cream and every topping and it's fantastic. They put it in a big sink and we had a blast. The kids thought it was amazing. And we did that, walked over to Epcot, had a lovely night, just did a few, did a few little attractions, did some meet and greets, saw Illuminations. For probably the last time, my son had a breakdown when he found out it was the last time. Though it was his first time. He was like, you told me that this was the last time I'll ever get to see this. And he started weeping.
Oh.
It was very fun. Then he wanted to become a pin collector, so he bought pins. I poked, during Illuminations, a giant hole in my finger trying to put a pin on a lanyard. Oh. And I mean, blood crazy.
Some of you folks know this, but Logan, he's a bleeder.
I'm a bleeder. And I thought, do I need to go? Like, these are clean, right? Like, are these pins? Like, how long are they? Like,
No, the answer is no.
Well, they're not. I'm still alive.
They're traded.
Well, no, these were new. I bought new pins for his collection.
So thought, that way he can wear a lanyard.
Will I get, like, tetanus? And the answer is, as of now,
you're fine.
I think I'm okay.
I think tetanus takes a while to materialize, so who's to say?
Before we go further, just so we know, you can use the arcade credits at any resort, any Disney resort.
Good enough.
Just so you know.
Where'd you find that out?
Google's.
Oh.
Well, Matlock.
I Googled it.
I always like to check your source, because sometimes you're like, man,
it seems like a pretty reputable blog.
This is a T blog.
Terry's blog?
Terry, is this your blog?
No, touringplans.com.
Okay, we know Touring Plans.
Yeah.
That's Lynn. Reputable.
Yeah, that's Lynn.
It says you can use them,
which is great.
Yeah, then after that, we walked back to the Beach Club, which is the best place to, I think, the best place to park if you're going to Epcot is the Beach Club. We actually renewed our annual passes. Actually got my girls their first annual passes because now we have to pay for them, which was real fun to remember a week before.
No.
That was a nice stuff.
Between that chunk. And flying, you realize you're like, oh no.
I thought about renting a tour bus. I thought about that this week. You know how much money it cost me in flights? A lot. I'm not going to say how much. Thousands of dollars.
Yes, a lot.
For six round trip flights.
Mm-hmm.
How much is it to rent a tour bus for my kids to get in at 8 o'clock at night, 7 o'clock at night? We watch a couple movies, we hang out, they go to bed. And we wake up and we're in Florida.
The thing
probably
that I've
roughly similar costs.
The thing that I've always appreciated about Logan Seculo is that there is always, always that question that comes up in his mind
of couldn't we get a tour bus?
Right.
Yeah. No matter what the it's like we're going to lunch and he's like,
or just that mentality of something of just of out there that not a normal person's going to think about. But here's the deal: It could financially be better.
It could be better. Yeah. I have to do some numbers because we're not on a tour. It would just be driving from Nashville to Orlando.
Yeah.
You know, most of it's sleeping hours.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I hate flying. So I'll tell you that. So I'm a bad flyer. I'm not a good flyer. Add 3 children to it. I'm not as bad of a flyer, but I'm much more stressed out.
Next level, how much does it cost to buy out a megabus going from Nashville to Orlando.
To That's buy not a next bus?
Level. How would you?
No, like to buy it out.
Buy out a megabus.
The entire
megabus.
How would that be even cheaper? Because you're not because it's on
a
route.
Seats. Greece yeah, needs beds.
Megabus has beds.
I don't think they do.
Megabus.
No,
like
some megabuses do.
I thought it was just the recliner chairs.
I don't know if I would
show
want
sponsor Megabus. It is
all I'm saying. $2 is there something to travel?
I'm gonna
there's
look
a
on
next
Google.
Level here.
Megabus Gold. Megabus Gold has sleepers.
I don't know if you want to be a part of that.
It feels like a level down.
But all I'm saying is that's the next level. That's the Grease way of thinking.
It goes Southwest. It goes Business Select. Megabus. Full tour bus.
The problem with tour buses, you're going to have to buy, or not buy, you're going to have to hire a driver.
Right.
And that is where, as far as anybody I know that's ever used tour bus for anything, all
I'm
the bands or whatever.
10 hours. That's it.
Yeah, but your driver situation,
no,
you're always going to wind
back,
up thinking, man, that ride wasn't so bad. That driver was crazy.
Yeah.
That's everybody's
I'm
common
told
story.
The guy in general's crazy.
Yeah,
I got to find a driver who's reliable.
And that's going to be your real miracle that you're
you
praying for.
You don't want to sleep on the Megabus Premium, Logan?
Let me see.
Oh, goodness.
Let me see that, Will.
My process of thinking in this
that is a Grease thing.
Yeah, Grease would do it.
When you hire a private charter, you're going to have to either pay for them to have a hotel to know where to bring you back, but if you found something that was going to Orlando anyway...
Ooh. I mean, you could just hitch a ride with some random people. They might be
the
going down there.
Promo shots don't look as good.
They don't, no one looks happy in
that's
those.
That's the real thing. Gosh.
That looks like
a blue coffin.
Like a Cold War era submarine.
Is there an Uber, but for like limos?
You know, Uber's starting to get into the like the long trip.
Yeah, it's
game.
Called Uber Black.
Yeah. No, but I'm talking
like
about
a stretch limo.
Like, hey. Going to Orlando, anybody need it? Like, it's like almost like...
Well, you can Uber anywhere.
They're calling,
I can Uber to Orlando right
now
if I want
cost
to.
You,
it's going to cost me an insane
well,
amount of
you
money.
You remember a lot of those, like
there's always
when,
those stories.
When Uber first
I
came out
home.
Especially, people got in and they were like in Atlanta for New Year's Eve, right? And they lived in like Oxford, Mississippi. And so
that
their programmed
sense.
Home address was in Oxford, Mississippi. And they were indulging... on New Year's Eve so much that they got into the Uber,
oh,
clicked home, and then passed out. And that then they woke up hours later almost to Oxford, Mississippi with like a $5,000 bill.
That's what I'm talking about.
And that Uber driver is like living their best life.
Uber
they're happy.
Driver.
Yeah, it's like
Uber.
I can just drive.
Can
sure, I'll drive you to Oxford for $5,000.
And I mean, the Uber driver probably was like, hey,
it was
man.
Also, it was
says
also
that you're
like,
going home to Oxford, and that and the guy in the back was like,
"Yeah, I live in Oxford." You know, like, no, yeah. I think the guy was already out.
Oh, okay,
I talked to an Uber driver. Sorry, yeah. I talked to an Uber driver recently, and he was telling me that more Uber drivers are starting to be all about that long trip thing. Like they're starting to say, "Yeah, if you want me to take you to Chicago from Nashville, let's set it up. I'll do it." And it's starting to become more of a company. Like they're looking.
I would pay you to do that, but I wouldn't want to like hang out with a rando for 9 hours.
Your bus driver situation, that's where it's all going to fall apart.
I got a guy lined up. Ted over here on Facebook. It's like, I'll do it. So,
but now you got to ask yourself, you're like, I know, do I know
Ted? Do I want to be with Ted that long?
I trust Ted. Ted's seen some stuff.
Ted,
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Ted, where are you watching from right now? Ted's usually watching in Kuwait, or not Kuwait, in
that's gonna be a long bus drive.
It's an expensive flight to get him here.
Yeah, I was about to say, once he gets here, you're increasing your cost.
It takes a special friend to say the words, "I'll drive your tour bus, Logan." Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the
like,
thing:
you got to keep that
I
guy
plan
close.
On sleeping what? As well. So the question is,
yeah, the whole deal is not like
I'm not hanging
I'm
with
gonna
the driver.
Drive through the evening. Like you, Logan wants
See,
to be able
problem,
to chill.
Though,
no, I'm going to drive through the evening.
Yeah, no, he wants
no,
to get on the bus.
No, you're not the driver.
At 10 p.m.
That's what I'm saying. You're not the driver
wake up
through
in Orlando.
The evening.
I
want
to get
want
on the
someone
bus
else to drive you.
At 8 p.m., put the kids to bed, chill out, watch a movie, hang out with my wife, do whatever we want to do, then
right.
go get in bed, then go to sleep,
but
then
this,
wake up and you're in the morning.
This is
so
the
good.
Problem.
With a tour bus, it's probably a good 13-hour drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this is a problem because if you hire a friend to be your driver, then you're going to be like, ah, you know what? It's time to go to bed. And he's going to be like, you're going to hear from the front, hey, Logan.
It's
come
Ted.
Up here.
Come on up here.
Come look at this.
Well, let's talk about...
I'm going to put up the little, like...
Let's talk about the Bulldogs.
But then it's your friendship. And then it's like, I thought we were friends. And then you're like, oh, no.
Today I'm not.
Because I know you and you're a good friend. You'll be like,
today, you are not my friend.
What is the threshold? Like, let's just say you're doing, hang on.
Today, you are not my friend.
We celebrate our Independence Day.
I need to know the threshold for this because, or the break-even point, because like, I look at Matt Lott's family. Let's just say they all lived in Nashville and they're all going to Orlando.
Are you saying that they're going to drive the bus?
The break-even would.
My dad could actually.
If you could drop it, if it could happen for under, I mean, this is just truth. If it's, let's say it's a last minute booking. So flights to Orlando are $300 to $400 per ticket.
One way.
It's about $600 per person round trip.
So okay.
If it's under 2000, if it's $2,000-ish, we're right around on track. If not a little bit, we're actually saving money at that point. Last minute.
Because you're looking months in advance. You're at five flights.
I'm at five, and usually we have six. With us.
Six, right.
So that's a lot. And even with Southwest points, which feel
that's
like don't go near as far $3,600
round trip.
They don't. They've devalued them.
Yeah.
Here's my thought process, though. It's like if you're going with a bunch of different families.
Just randomly
like Bart Scott and I have already discussed this, by the way. This isn't a funny idea.
Trip.
Like this weekend. I know. Like, how much would this cost us?
Like, hop on a bus in Nashville.
Kids go to bed.
You pay. You know, I don't know what it is.
But then your cost is going to be because you're coming back on the bus, right? So you got to put your driver up dumped. For all of the days.
Yeah, I got to get a round trip.
Logan's like, I'm never coming back.
Or maybe I'll deal with the flights on the way back. But if I had to deal, honestly, I'd rather drive back and fly there. Because Nashville Airport, I can deal. The Orlando Airport.
No.
Though I have to say, coming back the day before Christmas Eve was pretty good. We had maybe...
Some people call that Christmas Eve.
They had a good thing going. It moved pretty quick. But to wrap up quickly, a trip report. The only thing really, other than that, I did new was we went to the Magic Kingdom the day of a Christmas party. No way we weren't staying for the Christmas party. And went all day, did many attractions, but nothing. There's nothing we haven't done before. But the one thing we did was we did the castle lighting with Elsa, which I have never done before. I've seen it lit up, but I've never been there when they do like the ceremony. And that was awesome. My girls, and Riker too, my son, but my girls were freaking out that they were doing it with her. And she's like, all right, kids, everybody, use your ice powers. And every kid is putting their hand out and waving it around. And this thing comes to life. They lost it. It was amazing.
Was that an extra experience you had to pay for?
No, that was free. It's free on Christmas evenings or roughly around Christmas. Then they do it again with fireworks later on that evening.
Okay.
So this was essentially saying, now leave. Once that happened, mm-hmm. I think you had an hour, but we left pretty much immediately, as did most people. So Elsa was doing her ice powers. My girls were going, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. It was awesome.
Awesome. I'm doing it, Dad.
I'm doing it, Daddy. I'm freezing that castle. They were concerned of why Elsa was freezing Cinderella's castle, though they kind of explained that in the story. She's like, I don't want to. And they're like, come on. And she's like, fine, but it's not even ours. Whatever. It's not very they don't take a lot to convince Elsa.
Right.
The first time she's like, we're just visiting here. I'm not freezing this castle. And they're like, come on. You don't think she'd want it? Come on. They peer pressure her into doing it. She's like, fine.
We're in Orlando.
Right.
We need snow.
Yeah. And so then we left and we walked out from there. We walked out from there to Contemporary because we parked at the Contemporary because we had lunch at Chef Mickey's. And I thought, okay, we're going to leave. We're going to go pick up some kids some dinner. And they were melting down. So I was like, let's go eat somewhere. So I broke my rule, which I said, we're going to go to the Wave. Because the Wave... When I first walked up, they said 10-minute wait. That wasn't true. It was probably a good 20-ish minutes wait. And here's what I can say. The service was fantastic. The waitress we had, she was great. I wish I could remember her name. The food was pretty darn. My wife said she had a really good meal. She had some like seafood thing, which the waitress did say, this is the best thing we have. It's like a combo. And I had a steak because she was like, the steaks are great. Steaks were not great. My kids had steak because they're like, your kids should try the filet kebabs. They came back like, not like, oh, you ordered them rare. They came back like barely cooked, had to send them back. Kids are freaking out. It was not a great experience at the Wave, but not really the staff's fault, other than maybe they could have cooked the food better, but the actual wait staff. And then when my kids got their steaks back, they were legit char burned, like burned. So that was not a fun way to end the evening. And then we had some other good stuff. We did some local stuff as well. So I'll wrap up it there. It was a fine little trip. We had a good time. We were there for three nights, one of which was the torrential big storm.
Nice.
But Terry, you had a topic today, and I just have I've gone off the rails.
Well, I think that's going to do it for today on WDW.
We've gone 19 minutes of my trip report, but I think we should go to this. We've been doing this show now, coming up on right at
this is 3 years today.
This is 3 years for the three of us.
Yes,
for Logan, Will, and Terry, and these boys joined us about 2 years ago. Is that right?
Yeah.
Has it been really? 2 years?
18 months, 2 years, somewhere in there.
Dang. Like summer will be 2 years.
Nice. Happy birthday, Grease.
Yeah, man. So, the reviews since have been great. Yeah, but they love me.
Fantastic.
Everybody loves you.
I got a message, and I don't forget sharing this, and a guy was like, you guys ever going to, and if you're listening, sir, understand, I'm not mocking you. But it was an odd message to get 3 years after taking over the show. And he just goes, are you guys ever going to address the elephant in the room? And I go, what are you talking about? He goes, that you guys took over the show. I'm like,
oh.
2015?
Yeah, we did that.
I thought he meant Terry's book.
And The Elephant in the Room by Terry Weaver. It's a sequel.
Sequel. 10%. You got it.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, well, I've seen some tweets. I was like, what? New tweets? He's like, well, never mind. I misunderstood.
Somebody liked a tweet that was 3 years ago and it popped up on
Twitter. Logan said, I'm off the grid. I don't even know what you're
talking
about.
That's true. I'm not on Twitter. So we've been doing it for 3 years. The show's been on this podcast feed for the last 13 years. And Terry had a good idea, which is not only to recap how we feel, what we're doing, and all the updates, but it's also how much has changed.
Since we took over,
and it is pretty radical. When you look at all the little incremental changes on this list that Terry put together, and what's even, I mean, obviously we have what's coming in the next year, we already know. In the next 3 years, we know. But really, what has happened, the entire structure of kind of how you do Disney has changed.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots I left off the list.
Yeah.
Even like the ticketing structure that you mentioned. So it's a long list. Should we start going?
Yeah, I'm gonna just you take over from here, and I'll just react.
So, do we want to mention like the thing? You guys maybe chime in on like what you think about it.
Yeah,
or?
It's like a kid's react video.
Yeah,
like show me like a clip of Nirvana, and I'll be like, I know the song, but I don't know who this is. Is this in How to Train Your Dragon 4?
I like this video.
I love those videos. I watch.
I heard
all
this in a Pop-Tart commercial. I remember this song.
Is this by Semisonic? There's always the one kid who's like, oh man, Semisonic's great.
Yeah.
My dad makes me listen to Semisonic.
Like when you really understand what it's about, it really like it hits
powerful.
It's because like the record company and the band, they were like, no, you can't sing about having your daughter. You could be rock stars.
There's your Semisonic lesson for today.
Yeah.
So as we were starting the show, one of the things that first happened was Skipper Canteen opened.
Wow, it's been that long. So 3 years since Skipper Canteen opened.
It opened right as we were doing our kind of like when we were hopping on the old episodes.
Yeah, so a little over 3 years.
A little over 3 years, yeah.
Isn't that Barbie's like cousin or daughter or something?
Skipper?
Yes. I don't know what she is, but she's related.
Maybe okay. A niece.
Skipper Canteen for a while was a place I went to very regularly. And what's still good about Skipper Canteen is there's openings.
You can always get in.
You can get in there almost every day.
Like walk right up.
Yeah. So I will use that as our, it's still probably one of my favorites in the Magic Kingdom to eat at. But I rarely make my plans early. It's more like, oh, we're here. We need a lunch reservation. Oh, great. Skipper Canteen is open. But I love it. I think it's great. I've been there probably 5 times in the last 3 years, which is, I mean, pretty good.
I've never eaten there.
I had a listener come up to us and he bowed and did like the Wayne's World thing to me there.
Oh, was that?
Like, we're not worthy?
We're not
worthy. I did that to my sixth grade teacher and I got detention. It was not cool.
I thought it was because we had also my niece and nephew with us. And I thought he was like, and I was the only like dad looking person there. And I think he thought I had like, at first that's what I thought. I was like, oh, he's like bowing to me because it looks like I have 7 kids. And he was like, no. He's like, listen to the podcast. I was like,
awesome. And then hats off to you, sir.
No, and then his
glad you didn't get detention.
Then he said, "Can you stay here for a second? My girlfriend really wants to meet you."
Just stand
right
here.
And I waited.
Okay,
about,
you said sure.
I waited about 20 minutes.
Why did you wait so long?
Well, we were like finishing up dinner, and then I was like, "I guess I'm just gonna go." And then he sends me a tweet later on. Was like, "Where'd you go?" And I responded. I was like, "I had to leave."
You 20 minutes, yeah. Dude.
I'm sorry if you're listening and offended. I love when people come up to us, but it was the only time where I felt bad. I was like, "Do I leave? Do I not?" I thought he had just sort of
How
like.
How did you see his
like maybe
tweet?
He thought I was Lou Mangiello. This was 3 years ago.
Oh, In my head, this was last Thursday.
No, no one recognizes me now.
It's fair.
You still have an iconic look, though.
Like right it. Across from...
you do look a lot like... Not like Mulu Mangello, though. You look nothing like
I look like a likable Mulu Mangello, is that what you said?
I didn't understand what you said.
You just combined you look a lot like and nothing like in the same sentence.
I had...
It was interesting.
I did George have Lucas. Skipper Canteen. I had... Amanda, before we went into the tiki room, was like, oh, they have the egg rolls again. And I forgot the egg rolls have changed and are now disgusting, which is...
They were
like spring rolls.
Yeah.
Loved those.
Yes.
Now they're cheeseburger or mac and cheese egg rolls.
No, but people love
those. I've heard
those.
The cheeseburger
they're
ones are good.
Crazy. The cheeseburger ones aren't bad. I wouldn't like, but I would never choose to
I
eat
was
it.
Supposed to, like, I forgot about it, but I was supposed to hunt those down and have those because people love them.
You're not missing much. It's fine if you're there, I guess, but I'm never seeking these egg rolls
it's
out
like
again.
It's like a patty melt in a
no,
crispy
it's
rice
like,
thing.
It's like Taco Bell meat stuffed in an egg roll.
There is nothing wrong with what you just said, Logan. There's zero.
You've literally summed
why
up.
Why don't we open up
culinary dreams?
Why don't we open up like an Asian-inspired
Taco Bell?
Taco Bell.
They have that. It's called Panda Express.
No, I'm talking about drive-through stuff you can eat with your hands.
I literally don't hate this. I love this.
No, just delete this out of it. It's a good idea.
Yeah, just
hang on a second.
Who's got 100 just, million? Okay, just, moving on.
I'm officially searching for domain now.
So,
are you looking for stuffyoucaneatwithyourhands.com?
I don't think.
Jennifer said she saw me in Skipper Canteen 3 years ago, but was too embarrassed to say hi.
But she was the girlfriend.
That was you.
It was the girlfriend. It was 20 minutes, and she couldn't muster the courage, and then you left her.
You know what, Jennifer? That actually makes me feel a lot better.
Was it her?
Yes. It had to have been, because her boyfriend, that didn't happen more than once. So Jennifer, who's watching right now on Facebook, is who that happened to.
This is amazing.
And I want to say, Jennifer, thank you. And you don't, I wish you had come to say hello. Because
he waited 20 minutes for you.
This is a misconnection.
I thought I was abandoned.
Kind of would have been better.
This is like Unsolved Mysteries update episode.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I thought there of our
awesome.
Tens of thousands of listeners. I thought, no way this person's watching right now.
Currently watching.
There's only 20 or 32 people
You're
watching
blushing,
right now.
Logan. You're blushing.
I'm embarrassed.
I will say this.
Much breaking news before we divert.
Oh, gosh.
ChineseTacoBell.com is available. And CheapThingsToEatHandsFree.com is available.
Cheap Things?
CheapThingsToEatHandsFree.com is available.
How do you eat hands-free? Asking for a friend.
Yeah, I agree.
Without your hands?
Find a
wait,
different.
So hand, like a dog?
So cheap things to eat, hand easy, elite.
All right, back to Logan.
Quit
the breaking news
domain.
Was not as good as
domain.
It could have been.
Oh, God.
I feel, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Thank you. Come see me next time.
I will say that if you do see us in the parks,
don't come see me.
Please come say hi. There's nothing worse, honestly. The worst feeling I've had in the park.
There's nothing worse in the world
than a four-hour wait for Slinky Dog.
Yes, but it's kind of weird when we check our Twitter or Facebook,
and someone
like,
says they saw you.
I saw you today, and it's like, no, just come say hi. It's cool. We'd love to say hi.
Yeah, I liked. I like sometimes like when I'm eating by myself like a weirdo and I'm just sitting there eating and all of a sudden just someone like, out of the blue will walk by and just go, "Little podcast," and keep walking. It's like they liked me enough to say something but not to stop. Like they couldn't stop there. They were on a mission but they were like, "Oh, there's a local. I love the show. Keep going."
I've got a fast pass. Sorry, buddy.
All right, keep going.
So the Osborne family lights came to an end on our watch.
I love that you just said it on our watch.
Don't say it on our watch.
We're not responsible. Well, they would probably...
Some people did probably blame us for it. You're right, Terry. That's fair.
Probably in the review.
This is the first time she's ever watched live.
There you go.
Man, she's a
this
teacher.
Is what some would call
literally
serendipitous.
This is how? What are the odds?
Stars have aligned. I don't know what.
What are the odds?
What? Okay, so Osborne Lights.
Never
one of my
odds.
Friends went to Silver Dollar City this week because they have the Osborne Lights. They sold them to them, apparently, and they don't have a lot of them. It's not like as big of a display, but a lot of the iconic things you think of, the doves and the globe and all that, is at Silver Dollar City in Branson.
So if you want to go stand 2 inches from another human and watch lights flash, you can go to Silver Dollar City.
You still do it. People love that Osborne Lights. It was never one of our like family traditions, but I understand people loved it.
We loved it.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. It just was not something we did every time.
It was fun. We used to always do the picture, big family picture there in the crowd.
But they have a ton of Christmas stuff now at Hollywood Studios that you can enjoy.
Can I make a slight point?
Please don't let it
if we continue down this list the way we're going.
It's going to be 4 hours long.
No, we're going to hit the fourth year on the same show.
Yeah.
So do we want to pick like a couple of highlights? Like, for instance, Purple Magic Bands. Like, that's a good one.
Yeah. Now there's also... Grease is not concerned because there's... I mean, it is filling Terry's entire screen and we're on number two.
Well, why don't we rock? I'm having a mild anxiety attack right now over here. I'm harboring it well.
Why
I'm
don't we rock it through some and we'll just stop you if we feel like we need to say something.
Wreck-It Ralph. Good rock, segue.
Rock it, Ralph.
I know, but
there's also a light pink magic band now.
I appreciate that Grease is concerned about the possibility that the show might go off the rails.
So let's say maximum we're doing another 30.
Yeah, that's fine.
Set a timer.
This is definitely one of my favorite things to come.
35 seconds per line.
Okay. I'll set a timer.
Because I can't get a line out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Terry.
This is definitely one of my favorites that's happened, and I guess it's going away when there's a new spectacular, but the Symphony and the Stars... Galactic Spectacular, Star Wars Fireworks at Hollywood Studios. Love those.
So you'll have that for a little bit longer, right?
A little longer, yeah.
And then it's a bigger place. But yeah, great. Fantastic. I get why it's going away, though. Go ahead.
Never mind. Go ahead. To keep at the end of the Return of the Jedi, when the Emperor goes down and everything like that, like, are we going to kind of see that kind of like celebration at the Star Wars land at night? That'd be awesome.
No, it looks like they're going for a non-Star Wars Z. But I guess you probably could maybe be able to see the fireworks.
They're
going to
play Yub Nub?
So you can just kind of like your own mental thing. Like, this is what happened. We just took down the Emperor. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that.
Guess what? The Empire will rise again in 30 years and we don't really know why.
False hope, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
New hope to false hope in three movies.
So to stick with spectaculars, the least spectacular, Rivers of Light.
Okay. Still haven't seen it fully. I'll admit it. Moving on.
Yep. Tiffin's.
Changed the menu recently.
Again.
I heard it's, well, I don't know. They've changed a lot since opening day.
Yeah.
Opening day, fantastic restaurant. Yeah.
It's now slowly. Now
it's getting a little bit more generic.
Kind of like Skipper Canteen. Started glorious, brilliant,
Worked into the fact that no one's ordering this food.
Slowly it'll become chicken fingers.
The whole fish is still available, though.
Oh, so that's good.
I can't do it.
Really?
I can't eat a whole fish standing upright. Like, that terrifies
me. It has legs?
No, but it's like it's in fish position, like swimming position.
It's the missing
So it's not laying down.
It's not laying
fish.
Down.
It's how you
what
eat
is it.
It
held up with, like toothpicks?
Well, it's arms.
Okay.
Well, it's probably. Yeah,
it's the way they cut it.
When you get the duck at Morimoto, is it like a full-on duck, too?
No.
Yeah.
Okay,
They cut it.
I went to a restaurant the other day. It was like, must let us know you want the duck 48 hours before coming to the restaurant. Because they have to prepare it.
Quit
and I'm like,
us.
What on God's green earth do you have to do? Like,
gotta kill the duck.
We have to defeather it. Yeah, we have to roast it. Eating duck takes a while.
And you just wanted your Chinese turkey.
What's that?
A Christmas story reference.
Oh, sorry.
Nice. That's my new drive-thru, by the way, Chinese turkey.
Quit telling us every time you go to Wendy's.
Hands-free Chinese turkey.
Yeah. Go ahead. Hands-free.
That's what Logan said. He said, cheap eats, you can eat hands-free. That's what I kept saying. Hands-free makes no sense.
I like cheap eats, but I said cheap things. But okay. Cheap eats
so,
is
good. Since Will's so excited, we'll bring him down winner. Right here. The Kilimanjaro Safaris Sunset Safaris.
The sunset part we liked.
Sunset?
Yeah, the fake sunset was cool.
That's cool.
The safari was boring. And then we saw nothing. Yeah. It was like just a car ride at night. With the windows down.
It's like
it was like Logan driving to Florida on a tour bus that was a convertible.
Yeah. It was a thing on OBT.
Yeah.
It was bumpy and kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And you told your kids to get attacked.
Nocturnal predators. Lots of nocturnal predators.
Duck. And don't get outside the vehicle.
No. Okay, go ahead.
So to continue, Will's bliss, the storm that was Maelstrom ended and we ended up with Frozen Ever After.
It's a fun ride.
Yeah, he's
I love Frozen Ever
I like
After.
It too.
It's great.
No. Well, you'll probably get to it. I have something to say, but continue.
Yeah,
it's not about Frozen.
I wonder what it's about.
It's about Soarin'.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even put that on the list.
Oh, well, since you didn't,
there's a reason.
Soarin' changed, if you didn't know this, and I think it's a bunch of garbage.
The Eiffel Tower's curved.
No, everything is. Logan, how long was the wait for Soarin' that you told me the other day at your house?
Mm-mm. Over 3 hours. Close to 4 hours.
It was 210 minutes.
On New Year's Eve.
It was 3.5 hours for a 5-minute garbage film.
Amen.
3.5 hours.
You're so.
Can you imagine waiting 3.5 hours and feeling after they'd be like, they couldn't even make the Eiffel Tower straight? I waited 3.5 hours to see shoddy CGI.
You know what?
I would turn into this.
You know what? Watch Michael Bay at home.
You know what? Clerks too, when they make fun of Lord of the Rings and that guy gets like sick physically. Yeah. Like Will makes me kind of get sick when he gets mad at Soren.
Well, it's just Lord not very good. It used to be a really good ride.
Lord of the Rings coming to Universal Studios. Go ahead.
We celebrated the 45th anniversary of the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, we were all there.
We were all there.
It was
also
Hell on Earth.
Fest.
Yes, the festival was great. The music festival we hosted that one time. Someone tagged our friend from Claremont, Scott, if you're listening, and was like, you should have a wrestling event there. I was like, I don't think Scott's going to book us again. But if he does want to book us, we're available. But it was a great time at the festival. But the next day, it was a lot of people, as expected, at the Magic Kingdom, but even more
what
than
usual. What was worse was our trip, wine, right? Was our trip to Epcot, where we got to... I think we made it to where the margarita stand used to be in Mexico. So, I mean, we're literally, 37 seconds into the World Showcase? And I looked at Will and goes, hey, what do you think about just going to a wine bar?
And that is what we did.
All right.
We went
because it was just so crowded?
You literally couldn't do anything. Like, the food stands at Food and Wine were over an hour wait to get food.
What?
Yeah, it was... I'm not exaggerating.
No.
That. Like, it actually was that long.
And it was 197 degrees.
So hot. That's an exaggeration. It was not 100 degrees. It felt like it, though. It might as well have been. And it was, the lines were so long that it was Terry and I and our wives, and we were like, there's no food that I have to try that's worth standing out here. So we went to cool off for a little bit in the Mexico Pavilion and hope that... for some reason that we could get into La Cava. Nope, because the line started at La Cava inside, went all the way outside of the Mexico Pavilion, down that ramp
towards
into oblivion. Like, I don't know where it ended.
Towards, like, the Elsa, where
you could... Right, right. Yeah, it just kept wrapping around. That was to get into La Cava. So we went in to cool off, and then we're like, okay, what else can we go do? We went to... is it, what's it called? Now it's
Trudo Gusto.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah,
the wine bar in Italian
cellar.
Pavilion. No, wait. Walked right up. Got in, sat down, had some nice food, some little bit of wine.
It's
and
a great place.
And then we got out of there. It was just, it was the craziest I've ever seen a park. Sorry.
Yeah.
That was longer than 35 seconds. Sorry,
Loved
Greece.
I would keep
going.
I would have an anxiety attack.
It would be like waiting 3 hours to ride Soarin'.
I could not imagine. When I was looking at some of the waits from this past week, I was just popping on the application and look, I don't understand how you feel like you got your money's worth ever. Like, if you spent 4 hours to wait for anything.
Right. I would say that exactly.
So
that's not just Soarin'.
Like, I don't understand how you make that decision. I'm getting in line.
Majority of the people would have to be annual pass holders.
No, I think it's the opposite.
No, it's the opposite.
These are people saying, because annual pass holders
are
blocked.
This is my only chance to do this.
Exactly. So they're like, okay, well, if we're going to do Flight of Passage, it's 4 hours. If we're going to do, Space Mountain was cresting 3 hours. I mean,
that's literally, if you ride two rides, that's your entire day.
That's your day.
Is waiting in line for the 5 minutes that you get to be. I mean, 5 minutes is generous on some of these rides.
And people get mad. Like, I was posting onto one of our groups, and they're like, I do believe there are ways to fix that problem. And
you got
people will not be like, well, what are you going to do? People are going to be so mad if they can't get in line. And I kind of want to say, what? There's no chance you're going to enjoy yourself. Like, I don't understand it. If it was opening day of an attraction, you're an annual pass holder, you're going, great. Fine,
that's
whatever.
Different.
But if you're talking about a couple years into an attraction and
you've ridden this ride before.
Or if you haven't, you've spent thousands of dollars to come to this place and you're going to spend 4 hours of that literally standing there in line trying not to pee. I would rather them say, you know what, this is our capacity for this line, much like they do with the character meet and greets, where at some point they go, this is it. And little kids walk up, and trust me, I've been the parent with the little kid who gets disappointed. I understand that. Like, that stinks. When you walk up and they're like, there's Woody, but sorry, kid, you can't meet him because that Woody's got to go on break. I kind of feel the same way. It's like, you should be able to say, sorry, the line is at capacity. Or just make it all fast pass. make it all return times. Virtual waiting. There's a lot of options you could do. And I don't feel like Disney, this is like, it's almost, I feel like, weirdly a point of pride for these parks. Universal does it too, where it's like, well, our wait for Harry Potter was 5 hours. Well, our wait for Slinky Dog was 7 hours. It's like, I don't like that. Like,
it's not a badge.
That feels like you're ruining your trip.
It's poor customer service is what it is.
Yeah. You shouldn't be able to get in, maybe. You should be able, they should just cut after 2 hours. I feel like they should say, all right, we got to let this clear out. Then we'll reopen it.
Yeah.
And we're going to fill it up for another 2 hours of people.
Right. And then every hour they open it up for a batch of people then.
Yeah. Or maybe it's all through the app. We have technology.
Yep. Well,
yeah.
And you, many people have brought up really good points of Disney's not making any money when you're sitting in line for 4 hours.
And Universal's done it with the Jimmy Fallon ride. They've done it now with the entire Volcano Bay. Has there been quirks to it? Has it worked every time? Not really. But it's getting there.
And that's the other thing is, has it worked every time? No, but you know what doesn't work? A three and a half hour wait. Like, that's a failure. That's not a success of the system working.
By the time we get to Star Wars land, I think you have a lot of people that are going to be upset. And so we'll see. Let's keep going though.
I think that people, so if you look at a ride and you're like, man, like, I'm not going to be able to get on that ride. I don't think that that's accurate because it with the ability to, if you're staying a week long and you get a park hopper, let's just say, yeah, you don't get in digital line on the first 3 days because you've got that backlog of people. I feel like, no, you can plan. You might have to add a day or two, but you can make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but adding a day or two is thousands of dollars. Yeah.
I understand.
That's,
I understand.
Like, I'm paying.
No. I'm just saying, like, people, I don't think people can get mad necessarily if they're told no, because they could pay to say yes, is what I'm saying.
I don't quite follow.
Like, you could pay an additional couple of days to get that extended time to be able to go back to the Magic Kingdom where you were going to go previously and get on Space Mountain.
Well, that's sort of my issue, is that I feel like the fix to this has been, do a premium event.
Yeah.
So you really want to do Frozen? Great. Come to the Frozen dessert party.
Dessert party, yeah.
Not let's get the line. Now, that one actually moves pretty quick. I feel like the lines rarely exceed an hour at this point. Now, on the holidays,
and
different.
Once you get inside of that attraction, the wait's
at least cool. Yeah. But
it's, I don't know. Yeah.
And someone put, like, virtual waiting, isn't that the same as Fast Pass, though? Well, except for it'd be a same day thing. So you'd go up and say, you know, when can I come? And then eventually they'd run out. It would be the same as the original FastPass, yes, but for a lot more capacity.
Right. And in theory.
And then you're, like, out there shopping.
They offer the FastPasses as though it's like a perk. Like, oh, you can get a FastPass. And I get the, like, psychology behind that. Mm-hmm. But in theory, the FastPass should have been a stopgap to moving towards, yeah, at some point,
it's all there.
The entire thing should be appointment based.
Yeah.
And then they can make it like the, like you said, the technology is there to figure it out to make it so that, yeah, you can just book out your whole day and you never have to spend 4 hours in a line to ride one single attraction.
I can't comprehend what attraction I've ever done and I've thought,
that was worth 4 hours.
That would have been worth 4 hours.
One
so
time,
much you
can
offer at Disney. And throughout Orlando, that 3 or 4 hours is just never worth it. There's
you
other
and
stuff
I
to
did
do.
One thing one time, and it was not a theme park, but we waited for a meet and greet 4 hours on a dirt track in Shelbyville, Tennessee. And I will say, I understand some people. They
greatest
got a
story ever.
We'll just say that Logan and I met our Anna and Elsa that night.
What does that mean?
Well, it's like our equivalent to a Disney princess.
Oh, yes.
And so
we saw, but we saw people get punched. I saw people get arrested.
Man. I'm saying there was entertainment.
It was such an epic night that y'all just left your camping chairs there and said we're fine.
Yeah, we're good with it.
They're good. They were like $2 ones we bought it. They were the big daddy ones, the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Those ones that make you feel like a giant.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
You feel little, like you're in a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, I got a message from a friend of Shelbyville who wants to run some wrestling there. So
wait, Terry just said perfect segue.
Can we do it on the dirt track?
Perfect segue. Go ahead.
Disney After Hours started.
Yep. It's counterintuitive. I get it.
You know what? Someone said, there was a thread on social media, that if on New Year's Eve it became a ticketed event to go to the Magic Kingdom to see fireworks, would you pay $300 to not have to deal with the chaos of getting at the park at 9 in the morning? You know what my answer is? Yes. I would pay $300 to have Magic Kingdom not be wall-to-wall human so I could go one time check it off my list. Say, hey, I went to the Magic Kingdom for New Year's Eve.
Yeah. I would.
Okay, no. So specifically New Year's Eve.
Well, no, that was just a. We were really talking about Disney after hours.
I would not, only because I feel like there's a ton of places to see the fireworks.
Yeah.
I'm not educated on after hours.
I've done the late night thing.
The magic hours.
Well, they're
right?
doing them. No, they're doing them paid.
You go in Magic Kingdom, only has like 1,000 people in it for 4 hours.
They're doing
We've
them
talked
all,
about this a ton of times.
They're doing this at all the parks in 2019.
Yes, but that was then.
Got it.
I wouldn't pay for that kind of thing because I feel like there's a lot of great places to watch the fireworks. I've watched from the Grand Floridian twice, both times. Excellent.
Wilderness Lodge has great viewing.
Anywhere in the Magic Kingdom area, I think.
Yeah, right around there.
And I would not go in the. I mean, when you see the crowds, but.
Oh, yeah.
But, I like the after hours thing. I like the add-ons. I just don't think they should be in spite of
fixing the actual problem.
Like, oh, we got a problem. All right. Well, if you don't want to deal with that problem,
just charge a premium.
Not like, oh, you want to have fun when there's only 1,000 people in the park. I love that idea. Mm. Great. Upcharge me to death for that. Upcharge me to go to a Star Wars firework party or dessert party where you get something, you get a special viewing area. Fine. What I don't like is the essentially that being like a, oh, you don't want to wait 4 hours? Give us another $100. You know,
yeah, it almost like should be a luxury of like, sure, if there's some people that want to do this, but not as people being like, it's the only way you can ride rides.
Right.
Seriously, it's the only way you can ride, folks.
All right, to keep it moving, because I know there's going to be some discussion on this one. The Void opened?
Void? I think we've discussed it at length.
Yeah, we love it. Yeah. I mean, our future looks great.
Go check out Evermore by the creator of The Void. Just opened up in Utah. I want to go.
Oh, yep. Pottermore. Is that what you're saying?
Evermore.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The Polite Pig opened.
Okay. Haven't been.
I have not been.
They have a really good whiskey list. However, their pricing is the insane. Most bizarro thing ever because there's actually a few gems on the list that you can get on the cheap that are worth more than they're charging. And then there's a couple things that they're like, charging any of their allocated stuff is really expensive, but they're charging like super high prices for it. It's like, nope, you could just buy a whole bottle for that for 1-2 ounce.
I do feel like we've sent a lot of, I feel like we've sold personally with this show and the podcast a lot of their single barrel Disney Select.
The Knob Creek.
I feel like we may have run through the bottles.
Yeah, people just keep sending pictures.
We've sold out a few barrels for Disney. Know, so, yeah. Hey, if you want to hook us up with
just send us a bottle
of your private
I've had
Select.
People buy me drinks from
what
the,
if there was a podcast WDW Today
collab
KC pick
collab.
I don't hate that. I KC don't hate it.
Look up the domain.
I do not hate that.
I'm gonna find a way.
No, we're talking about a
just
barrel.
Look up the domain.
Gonna find a way to do
KC
it.
KC bottle pick.
That's my New Year's resolution.
He's looking up the domain.
The Festival of the Artists American was launched at Epcot. Festival of the Masters at Downtown Disney. And now kind of segue into 2019, they're expanding
festivals.
The festival with more Broadway performances during the week.
And that's right. I've never gone intentionally. It's been happening when I've been down there, and I'm like, oh, that's nice. And I love the art and some of the Disney art stuff, but it's just not been a draw for me. Get it? Moving on.
You probably enjoy what they show in the Broadway kind of.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe. I don't know.
I love Broadway, but I like going to a show.
Yeah,
I don't really necessarily want to see like a random singer perform the songs from it. If it's a well-known, established talent, then yeah, I'm interested. But it's not necessarily something that would be like, we got to go to Epcot today.
Copper Creek opened at Wilderness Lodge.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's been a couple, only been a couple times, but every time, love it.
You're thinking of Geyser Point.
That's what I'm thinking.
Which
I've never
is
been
part
to Copper
of that
Creek.
Refurb. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking Geyser Point. Copper Creek. Never been to, but seen it. Like Geyser Point.
A few things ended. A Disney Quest.
Okay. Loved it, but it was time.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be an NBA thing that no one's going to get.
No one's going to get you.
Maybe they will. I did see, like, have you seen the things you can do, like, pretend you're getting drafted? You hear that, Will?
I did not know that you could pretend you're getting drafted.
Draft simulator at the NBA experience. You're going to, like, stand on stage and be like,
yeah!
Yeah, I know. It's like, what? Is it just a step and repeat?
Yeah.
Is it a step and repeat or a green screen? It's kind of fun, but what is weird about the NBA thing they've announced is there's not necessarily, like, a court that games are going to happen at, which is what I wish they would do.
It feels almost like it's a, I remember going to Six Flags.
Is it a ticketed thing?
I don't know.
I think it is, because it's not like a restaurant.
Oh.
It's like it's like Disney Quest, mm-hmm. but if it's the NBA. Which ESPN zones were awesome, so maybe.
I remember when I was probably 12 going to Six Flags over Georgia in my probably my most redneck state of living.
1988.
I was going fishing every weekend with my grandfather, and they had a deal where you could get your picture taken and be on a magazine cover, and I got my picture taken. I got my picture taken on Field and Stream magazine.
Oh, so that's what you picked.
Yeah.
You're like, one day.
One day.
Some people pick time. My cousins have one. They're about maybe 5 and 8, not even, and they are Triple H in China on WWE magazine, doing a gesture that children should not be doing.
And you can't do now.
No, but they still do somehow.
I was once on the cover of Zoo
Books. That was done at Wonderworks, though.
He was on the cover of Zoo Books.
Wasn't that done at Wonderworks?
That was, yeah.
Yeah, in Orlando.
What animal were you?
Reptile issue.
Oh, good.
Lizard people.
I gave you a lizard arm today.
You did.
Moving on.
The end of Cirque La Nuba.
Yep.
Which will hopefully
had
be
a good run.
It did. Like a long run.
And at some point, hopefully, there'll be another Cirque show. They've announced it, but they just haven't.
Yeah, they haven't.
No specifics.
I think they've said fall.
This coming fall?
Fall Disney-themed Cirque. No.
I'll totally go to that. I will without a doubt go. As long as it opens relatively soon. It feels like when you look at it, you're like, there's nothing going on. I'm sure in the inside there is, though.
Yeah, when we took the people from The Thing the very first year we did The Thing, and the manager like kind of gave us a little, hey, like showed us like why they were actually doing the
they're running off of like floppy disks.
Yeah, and
I think so. Like, legit.
Some of it was like, you know.
Like it looked like it was like a Rockafire explosion into Chuck E. Cheese back in like the back.
Yeah, and there was parts of the building that needed like reworked. Also, the end of The Great Movie Ride.
That obviously very close to home, but I have fond memories.
Well, the end of Universe of Energy, Stupid Judy.
Yeah, I did it in my adult life, but not many times, so I can't say that didn't hit me like it. I'm looking forward to a Guardians attraction.
Yeah, I remember getting on that ride many times. I don't remember a lot of what happened on that ride.
I remember breaking down a lot.
I remember some great naps on that ride, but I mean,
you're a napper though.
You are. You napped through Solo.
Was dark.
It was dark. In his defense, it was dark. It was.
It's dark in every movie theater. Continue.
No.
Not as dark as it was in 3D glasses.
That movie was the darkest movie maybe I've ever seen.
I might have.
Where you thought the projector was broken.
Off as well. Who's
go
say?
Ahead. That's keep fine. Going. We got like 15 minutes. Not even.
No, we have 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Art Smith opened his homecoming, or now No G, homecoming.
Yeah.
Restaurant at Disney Springs.
I know
Disney
you enjoy
Springs.
It.
I do.
I had one mediocre experience. I haven't been back, but I'm sure it's good. A lot of people love it. I just don't like going there and getting Southern food, really.
Yeah.
I'd much rather go to... But then, in counter to that, Boathouse, I think, is excellent. It has some Southern flair to it. But, yeah, it's fine. People like it.
Yep. Pandora opened.
Everyone thought it'd be a flop. Rave reviews, best attractions, according to a lot of people. Mm. Not me, but according to a lot of
Can
people.
Can I be honest for, like, please. A second?
Uh-huh. As if you're not going to
be honest.
Any other time.
We got 7 minutes.
Flight of Passage.
Heard of it.
I would wait.
He's going back to that.
I would wait two hours for it. I would.
Well, it's good. Guess what?
On that.
You have the opportunity.
I know.
To
I
do
definitely
it.
Have the opportunity. I'm just saying, in the whole waiting in line thing, it's a really great ride.
I kind of want to do what Bart Scott has always suggested of watching.
He tried. The Wi-Fi
Avatar.
Went down.
You have to download it,
which takes up like all your space.
So long.
I have done Flight of Passage once since it opened, and I enjoyed it. Not my favorite. Definitely not the worst. Really cool. I really enjoyed it, but not worth the wait to me. Navi River Journey, I really enjoy. Don't know why, but I really like that one a lot. I like boat rides.
I love the animatronics in Navi River Journey. Mm-hmm. They're fantastic.
They're smooth.
You know what I like about that ride? There's not a scary part. It's like the only ride that doesn't have like a, and now something to terrify your kids.
I won't do that ride again if I'm being 100% honest. Is it cool? Yes.
You won't waste a fast pass. But if you're there and there's a 10-minute standby, you're going to walk
yes,
right on it.
Yes, I will. Yes. If it's
which
10,
is where that
15
ride's
minutes.
Heading.
Anything over 15 minutes, it. No, I'm not going to do that. I don't. It's
agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Terry.
The Hall of Presidents got an addition.
Yes. It took a while.
It was a little slow.
Well, it totally opened like we ran out of year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, about a year ago that opened. We were trying to go into this time because my son wanted to see. He's never seen the Hall of Presidents because he was really too little during the last iteration, and this time he really wanted to go, but we just haven't had the opportunity. It closed a little earlier than I was expecting. Last
and I guess I think the Muppets opened about
the same
at the same time, and I do love
that's
that,
great.
Those
that's
shows.
Fantastic. I honestly wish it was a spot that was could fit more people and was more comfortable.
Like you could actually watch it.
Yeah, because it feels like you walk up, watch it for a few minutes, and kind of have to move. Like it's not as easy to just sit and watch it because of where it's located.
We always sit. There's a little island in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. And we just sit along that brick wall and if we're going to watch it.
I want the app to be easier for the showtimes too.
Yes, like it doesn't, please.
I never know when things are happening. When? And I feel like it's not. Wait times are fine. And there is a showtimes, but often those showtimes don't include stuff like you know, like that, or even like what time the Tiki Room is closing that day, what time the Hall of Presence is closing. Is that closing? Is that the last showing? Is it? I wish they actually would just, you know, when the showings are. Like, just I wish those. That's something that I hope to see an improvement on.
I wish the whole app, the entire app, needs a rehaul. It really does. I mean, it should be a flick of your finger to go to a different park. Instead, you're having to like zoom out, zoom in. Like to see the wait times and like all this. I mean, it's
there are ways to do it. But it's not. It's definitely not user friendly.
No,
when it comes as it could.
As we the last show just
couldn't get a reservation.
Trying to make a reservation for you was difficult.
Yeah, and I mean, I wouldn't even be upset if there were different apps depending on the like, is it attractions at you know, or is it wait times, or is it dining? Like having a different app based on those, you know, just I mean, because it's
clunky.
It's very clunky. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of data there, which I understand why, but it's like if you could simplify and diverse, it'd be very helpful.
Go ahead.
Lots of additions to Disney Springs. Chicken Guy, Paddlefish, the Edison.
Paddlefish.
Maria and Enzo's.
The those spiked popsicles, whatever they call them.
Is that a paddlefish?
I thought it was a paddlefish. The one, the push
pops. Yeah.
Their guacamole, whatever, lobster guacamole, that was amazing. Fantastic.
They are expensive, but they are good.
I have to say the Boathouse has taken our place. For if we're picking kind of seafoodish, we're going Boathouse over Paddlefish at this point in our lives.
Yeah, we looked at the
It's more kid-friendly.
More kid-friendly.
Yeah. We looked at the menu at Paddlefish and we were like, meh.
Yeah, it's good, but it's
they have a
at this
great,
point.
It's a great go get drinks and an appetizer. Because you can, they have the.
You got that whole different bar area. You can just go in, walk in, and
they have the guacamole. They have the lobster corn dogs, which are kind of fun. Yeah, it's a fun little. The remodels, they did a great job on that.
All right.
Not a fan of the Edison, but
spent very little time there. Haven't gone to Chicken Guy.
Have not gone to Chicken Guy.
You know what? I'm a Chicken Guy.
Yep. Toy Story Land opened.
Also, something I've only spent a brief amount of time in.
It's great. I love it.
Yeah.
I wish there were better food experiences in that land. Mm. I mean, you got Andy's Toy Box.
But it's still the best quick service in Hollywood Studios.
Yeah. And I like their breakfast. I mean, it's a good breakfast spot, too, if you're in there.
Those little Pop-Tarts.
Because they've got a kid. I mean, adults need to get the kids' portion, the kids' breakfast, because I mean you get a lot of everything pretty much.
I do think that is you know, since we're reminiscing here, I think that's one of my favorite episodes of us freaking out over how over the top that menu was.
And then the next day,
it was all gone. It was like Will caused it to end. Will's frustration
wouldn't be the first time.
Yep. Ralph came to the void.
Yeah, that just happened. You can go back and hear my review on that.
The Dino-tastic celebration for Donald Duck came to the Animal Kingdom.
Love dinosaurs so much. Because
Donald Duck's a dinosaur now, apparently.
You can look at a picture with a few different duck people, right?
Yeah.
The DuckTales.
Darkwing, maybe?
No. Oh, yeah, maybe Darkwing, but also...
Uncle...
Like Scrooge was over there or whatever.
What's the guy from the...
The
Monterey
pilot.
Jack?
He's a mouse, Logan.
Who's the pilot?
Monterey Jack is a mouse.
Who's the pilot?
From Rescue Rangers.
Yeah. Who's the pilot
Launchpad.
From
Launchpad?
Launchpad.
Yeah, he's over there. I really enjoyed that part of the park. We went there a couple of times when we went out, and it's kind of like, I don't know, if things are busy, you can kind of go in there and do a lot pretty quickly, and or at least when we were there. So it was nice.
All right, Terry.
I mean, that's that it? I mean, that's
those
about
the highlights?
It. You know, the Explorer, the bird show became up themed, which I haven't seen yet. And Artist Point was closed to make way for Snow White.
And which that's pretty new. I've not done that. So it's a Snow White character.
It just
done.
Opened. I
it looks kind of cool. The pictures, though.
Kind of like your memories are tied to the Great Movie Ride. I mean, that's a special restaurant for Leslie and I, and it just kind of looks like a really bad, like almost like Halloween store level overlay from the pictures I've seen.
I haven't spent enough time looking at it. Yeah. And the Mickey's Backyard Barbecue ended last night. So.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I watched a real sad video of them singing Happy Trails and then everyone hugging, doing the freaking curtain call. Like it was the, you know, the click was splitting up. It was,
I mean, there's probably some people that have been doing that show for, that's been a long
time. Yeah, I assume if like you're a character in that, you have to know all like the choreography and everything. Yeah. It's not just like you're a rando
right. You know, person. Right. Yeah. You're invested in that show.
That was
for
a
sure.
fun time.
All right. I think we hit the 30
Hopefully
minute
that one
we
photographer. Did. We just did What? I encountered there.
Yeah. Happy trails know. To
Your
him.
Favorite person.
I don't, I mean, either she had been there a long time and was over it, or.
She ready for this show to end.
Yeah.
So, wrong show died.
Wrong show died? Wrong show died. Thank you, sir.
That was fun. Right.
That was good.
Looking back.
I'm very
Looking
impressed.
Back.
Terry driving that list quickly.
Good job.
It was really good, Terry.
The dance we
You
share.
Weaved right through there, Terry.
Oh,
good job.
The stars above. For a moment, all the world was right.
We're going to get a cease
We're
going to
get shut down right now.
iTunes.
Just went off.
And I'd ever say goodbye.
Logan's but pitch is just too good. Like, it's spot on.
I didn't know.
The algorithm's definitely going to catch
way
this.
The way it all would end. The way it all would go. Our lives better left to
Just wait for David Allen Coda.
Why are you waiting for him?
Yeah, that's weird.
I know, I'm waiting for the transition.
I'm not miss.
Hey, Will.
When we do our final episode, I want y'all to play that at my funeral.
It might be.
Wait, hang on.
You're dying in the final episode?
That's like a double, yeah, double whammy there.
No, so the final episode is actually at Logan's funeral, is what he's saying.
I don't know if I want to do this show that long. I'm being quite frank with you. And I hope you live many more years.
I promised you guys I'd
never
die. I don't
want to do this until you die.
We're going to pass it off to somebody else for that. 10 years.
Just give it on to the Grease and Matt Lott and just make it... fully there,
That's
baby.
How, you know, people always ask me to do that. It's not to be morbid, their funeral videos, like to cut them together, which is like the worst job.
He's really good at them.
I know, people are always like, great work. And I'm like, I don't say that. Like, just take it.
You captured the essence
I
of
do a
our
lot
dearly
of funerals.
Department.
I've done too many. It's very taxing. But I've thought, like, am I going to have to make my own? And it's going to start with, it's Wednesday.
It's going to end with the dance by Garth Brooks.
Then we'll see you in the next life.
Yeah.
At that point,
ukulele.
I become a...
It's Wednesday! And I've passed on.
I've passed away.
This, I'm gone.
Passed on?
Yeah.
I like start with, it's... I'm passed away.
You thought those wait
passed
times
away
episode 10, were crazy.
You can find Logan
if
at Passed
thought
Away
could
Key.
Make this thing a dark turn at the end. Boy, we...
Well, we're just saying, what is the next 50 years going to hold? So in 50 years, I'll be 83.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right, until next time... Which is not how we end. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm Grease.
And we'll see you on the next show.